This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain, I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch. I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as I broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across America on some of America's great radio stations. And a special thanks goes out to our military men and women who are listening to us right now around the world via the satellite. And our first responders are EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our Border Patrol, our 911 dispatchers, too, for their service to America. And all the people who are working on the Third Watch tonight, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers, the bakers, the maintenance and janitorial workers, all those nighttime mechanics, convenience store clerks, and the construction crews, too. Thank you for all you do to keep America rolling along. Don't forget to check out the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com website for all the different things that we have over there for you to take a look at. Now, joining us, as he does on Tuesdays and Thursdays and on the weekend show, we have Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. Good morning.
Good morning.
And it's that time of the morning for us to say the pledge and get rolling. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize, ladies and gentlemen, the two words under God. Our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, not to be outdone, the Smollett, let's call it the Jussie thing. How's that? The Jussie thing is not going to go away. And even though the charges have been dropped and there's all kinds of shouts of corruption and graft and people being bought off, being tossed about, I'm going to tell you a little secret. I'm going to play what his attorney had to say, Tina Glandian. I'm going to tell you what she had to say, and then I'm going to tell you what they're not talking about. So here's the attorney yesterday.
Final question. You've said clearly you think the police are not telling the truth about Jussie. Are you going to sue?
We're weighing our options now. For Jussie, what's really important is he really just wants his career and his life back. Again, he did not ask for any of this. He was a victim of a crime. This has completely spiraled out of control and become a political event at this point, and his goal and focus right now is just getting his life back on track. He has not even started healing from the initial attack because he's been dealing with everything that's happened since then. I don't know. I mean, we're shocked at the mayor and the police superintendent doubling down yesterday when the prosecutor, after a dispassioned look at the evidence, realized that this does not hold up and chose to voluntarily dismiss all counts and expunge his record. So at this point, we're going to weigh our options and see how this develops.
Tina Glandian, thanks very much.
Now, I'm going to start because she lied right through her freaking teeth right there. She lied. The police had a whole bunch of notes and evidence that they did not submit to get the grand jury indictments, which is even more damning in some cases than what they were given to get 16 indictments against this individual, Mr. Jussie. And I'm going to call him Jussie. But he is about to get buried, and I mean buried, by a federal investigation for mail fraud, for the threats that he sent against himself. You carry on from there.
Well, I'm happy you said that, because that's what I'm hoping for, because justice needs to be, Jussie needs to be served justice in this case, because he caused that city a lot of wasted money investigating his situation. When, you know, with all the crime and murders that are going on in that city that are not investigated already, and then wasting it on this crapola, you know, he needs to really get slammed. And I'm glad that they are looking into this. And it looks like, of course, not being involved in the situation, and I cannot say right out that he's guilty, but it certainly looks like he's guilty of a mail fraud. It certainly looks like it.
Yep.
And if so, I pray that he gets the full thrust of the law.
Hold that thought. We got a question from a listener. Let's see what the listener has to say. Good morning, Sean. What's on your mind?
Yeah. Hey, guys. Hey, Ron. Here's what I've been thinking for a while. Who are they going to blame now once the federal charges come? Who is this leftist media, these liars, going to blame? They're going to blame Trump and his federal government.
They're going to try.
And his FBI. Mm-hmm. No, what they're going to claim is racism. It's the same old crap. And tell me, Ron, you can see the writing on the wall here. Thank you, guys.
All right. Thanks, Sean. And by the way, Ron, one other little thing here. Who made this political to begin with when they contacted Michelle Obama's former chief of staff, who happened to be friends with the state's attorney, who said, well, you know, could you please consider this and that and the other? Yeah, right. That's how that got started.
Absolutely. So they did that themselves. And the call is correct. They're always going to, you know, that's their old card. But by now, that card should be pretty worn out and old-looking. It's an old saw that's going to be wearing out. And what happens is that when real cases like this, you know, that they keep yapping about come up, people are going to be looking kind of sideways at it because, you know, so many cases like the Smollett case, people lie and say, it's racism, it's racism, it's Trump, it's Trump, it's Trump. And so we're tired of it. We want justice when someone does wrong, and I believe in this case, Smollett.
Well, the New York Times, of all people, came out, the New York Times, and said, Chicagoans accustomed to the city's legacy and legends of corruption and everyday graft said they were certainly positive that something illicit had taken place. They just weren't sure what it was when the news came out. That's coming from the New York Times.
Yeah, and you know, the New York Times says it, man alive.
Yeah, some truth to it.
There's no way out.
And Rahm Emanuel, this looks like because he's an actor, a person of influence, he got treated differently than anybody else. Yeah, plus he had a relationship with a friend of Michelle Obama. Hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back. We're going to change gears, and we're going to talk about Brexit and is Theresa May gone? I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. By Christine, great for heart palpitations. by Ann. Before I started using this product, every afternoon, my ankles and my hands would be swollen. That doesn't happen anymore. So if that part of their advertising is true, I have to assume that the rest of it is also. Not to mention that when I had my yearly blood test, only a few weeks after beginning to use this product, my cholesterol had dropped over 30 points. I'm going to continue to take it. By Croc, I love this product. It really works. By Brad, works great, thank you. Tell us your story. Get your Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homemakers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at readytoeatbacon.com. readytoeatbacon.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
And
for over 36 years, David and Garrett Jewelers has been committed to fine craftsmanship and stellar service. Their family-owned business offers an excellent selection of unique jewelry with amazing prices. David E. Garrett Jewelers specializes in one-of-a-kind pieces, sure to catch anyone's attention. Visit davidegarrettjewelers.com to shop thousands of available items or call 937-325-3680 for a more personal shopping experience. David E. Garrett Jewelers, the jeweler you can trust.
And that's Ron Edwards, of course, who's also on the telephone line. And David E. Garrett Jewelers, a proud supporter of the Edwards Notebook and also the Captain's America Third Watch. And we thank them very much for that. Now, Mr. Ron, you know, not to be outdone, they got lots of problems in Britain. And Theresa May is saying, listen, I will resign. I will leave my post once we get this Brexit deal done. We got to get this done. I'm going to leave. I'll do whatever it takes. And you take it from there.
Well, she did offer to quit in a bid to her European Union divorce deal if it is passed. But the Northern Irish Party, crucial to getting the agreement through Parliament, said they would reject it again.
Yep.
And so they don't care. They don't care about the will of the people. The last time I checked, it was a majority of citizens who voted for the Brexit deal. And we all know that the Brexit deal, if it were to go through, would be very beneficial to the British economy, which, by the way, is the only invigorated or lively economy throughout Europe, as the last time I checked, which was yesterday. Mm-hmm. And so this would be very good for Britain, and the United States has already said that they want to develop a huge trade deal with Great Britain. So it would greatly benefit if they would go ahead with the Brexit deal, because we do need more nations to break away from this concept of this, I don't know what you want to label it. It's called the European Union, but it's something the United Nations like, where you control a bunch of nations and all of that stuff. And Britain needs her sovereignty back.
Now, there's a lot of stuff going on with the CIA and the intel community, which includes others. But the name I'm going to mention right now, former ex-CIA Chief James Woolsey, who was on Newsmax TV yesterday, and he said that John Brennan's Trump treason claim was like the 13th chime of the clock. And he said that Brennan's days as any type of credible analyst have got to be over.
Well, yeah, absolutely. You know, he said that he had insisted for 2 years that Trump colluded with the Russians. Of course, it's been unveiled that that's not true, although our friend Napolitano thinks that there is something there because you know, they didn't come out and say, Mueller didn't come out and say, there's nothing, there's nothing. So Napolitano and others are hoping that there's still something there.
You know what the there?
We'll see how it goes.
You know what the there is? It's there. It's people like this, Mika and Joe, whose ratings, by the way, are also in the toilet, along with many of their compadres at MSNBC. But listen to this ridiculousness right here.
Going over here, Mika, old news. This is not about the Mueller report. This is just about what we know to be true. And when people are running around the TV saying, he was vindicated, there was nothing there.
Hold it. What we know to be true. Make that a note, and we'll be right back, because here comes the rest of it.
Forget the fact that Donald Trump and everybody around him lied about their support of Russia, their connections with Russia. I'm just saying, we're taking it from the legal now just straight to the political. I mean, how many people in swing states are going to look at those facts, which are not in dispute, and go, oh, yes, that's who I want as my commander-in-chief, somebody that you know, provides aid and comfort to the enemy.
All right, now here we go again talking about the treason thing. I believe that Mr. Scarborough and Rachel Maddow and Mika and Lawrence O'Donnell and all those other clowns over at MSNBC, if they would take a look and see where their ratings are going, they are no longer even in the discussion amongst credible news sources anywhere in the world. They are a disgrace. CNN lost 30% of their viewers. Fox ratings jumped through the roof, and Newsmax went up. One American News went up, not quite as much, but they are moving up. And right now, CNN better be careful, as well as MSNBC, because I'm telling you, Newsmax TV is liable to creep right by both of them very soon.
And that's a good thing, because at least with Newsmax and a few other organizations, but particularly Newsmax, when it comes to the news, you're going to get news.
And my buddy's over there, Wayne Allen Root, got the number one show on Newsmax.
Well, that alone tells you what kind of great organization it is, because Mr. Root is a great gentleman, and he tells it like it is. So
he's the son of a butcher.
Well, there you go. So you know, it's a shame that these people are willing to die on the vine of lies like this, and they just keep going, all in hopes of harming Trump. But it's not working. You know, you can't harm someone with things that are totally untrue. Mm-hmm. You can't do it.
Okay, well, let's take a look at the pathway that the president faces after the to his reelection in 2020, after the special counsel Robert Mueller's report found no evidence that the president or the Trump campaign colluded with Russian efforts to influence the 2016 presidential election, even though there are others saying, well, wait a minute, it didn't say that, it didn't say that. And President Trump's task ahead should be to focus his reelection effort on the reasons why voters should give him a second term of office. Number one. One, the economy. And while Democrats continue to obsess over Trump and his alleged misdeeds, it's up to the president and his team to focus instead on the ways in which they've improved the livelihoods of the American people, along with the tangible policy accomplishments. I mean, look at what's going on in the border. Can anybody dispute that we don't have a national crisis down there when, once again, the border is still closed because we got no more place to put these people?
Well, it should have been closed anyway, and we shouldn't be allowing these people in. We still have a lot of work to do, but we wouldn't even hardly be having this discussion if Mrs. Clinton had been elected, for example. You think a lot of people are coming over the border now.
It would have been like a freaking water over Niagara Falls.
But one of the things that is most irritating is recently seeing people cutting that Constantine wire and getting in, walking in under the fence there where it's old, where it needs to be rebuilt, or actually replaced, not rebuilt.
Right.
So that wire is not doing what some people said it was going to do, but, you know, at least they tried.
Well, if you know how to cut that, you can get in, but if you don't, it'll tear you apart. I'll tell you that right now. But the president who spearheaded tax cuts that have helped many Americans keep more of their hard-earned money, his administration, of course, has cut regulatory burdens and red tape to spur economic growth. He's appointed judges to federal courts who respect the rule of the law and the Constitution. And the president needs to keep his rhetoric, his focus on touting those accomplishments. He will go a long way towards winning another 4 years in the Oval Office. And as I like to say, damn the torpedoes, full speed ahead.
Absolutely. And that's the only way he can go, and it's the only way he can win a second term, is doing more of the good things that he's been doing and fighting for more of the same when it comes to the border, when it comes to also rebuilding the military, when it comes to continuing to stimulate the economy. And more wisdom needs to come when it comes to things like the corporate tax rate, which I had said all along was not lowered enough. And with competitor nations threatening to lower theirs, would make ours again the highest in the world. But things like that, that still need to be dealt with. And he's about the only one that, has the insight to go after these issues.
And because of the fact that MSNBC will not drop all this Russian collusion stuff, let them go, because they're going deeper in the toilet. And because CNN misinformed the American public from start to finish, people like John Brennan and others, they are going to have some very bad days ahead as they find out that their listenership, their viewership, is not what they thought it was, because people are just sick and tired of watching the lies. I mean, it's entertainment to laugh at, but other than that, most people are just going right by the dial.
Yeah. Other than those who just have a philosophical connection to the people at CNN who just hate Trump, blah, 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 they'll have those, but those are proving to be a minority. And Trump's going to be reelected. I just know it. So.
All right. Well, we'll see you on the weekend show. We'll talk more about that and other stuff, too. So have yourself a great day. And Edwards Notebook is coming up.
All right. Be blessed.
All righty. Ron Edwards, the Edwards Notebook guy. And as I said, we got one of his Edwards Notebooks coming right up. So don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch. And I am the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast live from Tampa, Florida, all across the country. Hope everybody's having a good day out there. I'll see you on the return.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, May 31st to June 3rd for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, an epic weekend of exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, and UFO sightings. More than 100 lectures, panels, workshops, and events with leading experts like Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moulton Howe, Eric Von Doniken, Doc Wallach, and so many more. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Illinois Cook County State Attorney Kim Fox defended the decision by her staff to drop charges against Empire actor Jesse Smollett that he staged a racist anti-gay attack. The move left Chicago Mayor Rahm Emanuel stunned.
It doesn't add up. As I said yesterday, nothing here adds up. They found out it was a hoax, which they stood by yesterday. the state's attorney's office.
Fox told CNN affiliate WLS she believed her office could have proven Smollett guilty, yet the charges were still dropped. James Alex Fields Jr. of Ohio pleaded guilty to federal hate crime charges stemming from the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in 2017. He was convicted on state murder charges in the deadly car attack at the white nationalist rally in Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch. For years, I have accurately proclaimed that the number one enemy of America is a government school system. Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, many of us understand that what is taught to one generation dictates the direction the nation takes in the next. Any school system that indoctrinates an individual who is elected to government and proposes abolishing airplanes and cows and the ability of we the people to create wealth is bad enough. But when enough people are convinced they should support and vote for someone who wants to turn the United States into a giant Venezuela, then it's past time to take swift action to establish real education that teaches authentic history, mind-building math, English, etc., and supports a higher moral code. When Johnny and Maria can't tell the difference between right and wrong, and their parents don't have enough sense to discriminate the crucial differences, instruct their children accordingly, then the rest of us have a responsibility of standing up and stopping the government school indoctrination madness before Khrushchev's wish to see America buried comes to pass. I'm Ron Edwards. Let's meet Fridays on AmericaMatters.us, 4 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Pacific, and 12 a.m. Sundays on Talk America Radio Network.
Ron Edwards, the new voice of America.
Sponsored by David E. Garrett Jewelers.
All righty, and that's Ron Edwards, and you hear him on Tuesdays, on Thursdays, and then on the weekend show here in the Captain's America Third Watch. By the way, special shout-out to Detroit, Michigan, and thank you very much for joining the Captain's America affiliate list. And that's 1400 the Patriot up there. So a special shout out to you guys, and check their program schedule for the times when they have the program. So there you go. But special shout out to them. We appreciate them. We welcome them aboard. We'll be welcoming them aboard. Listen to me, easy for me to say, this weekend with all the different new stations that we've got coming aboard. Now, my paper I just rattled. Does Rush Limbaugh do it? He says, okay, I'm holding in my hands, and there it is. I'm holding in my hands information about the Green New Deal, for which the Democrats, according to the Washington Examiner editorial board, may be all yellow because the Green New Deal is a profoundly embarrassing and politically damaging proposal for the Democrats. And as you heard me talk about the Climate Action Now Act yesterday, got introduced by Nancy Pelosi, which is a toned-down version of the Green New Deal. Now, I don't know about you, but I didn't hear AOC come out and say anything right away. And the presidential candidates that are all running on this stuff, I didn't hear them come out and say anything right away. But let's listen to Nancy in her entirety when she introduced the new watered-down version of the Climate Action Now Act. And wait till you folks in Tampa hear who's going to give the presentation at the very end.
Even before she came to Congress, the American people know that the Congress climate crisis is an existential threat of our generation, of our time, a crisis manifested in natural disasters of epic proportions. Today, the House Democratic majority is honoring the will of the people and taking first strong steps to protect our planet and our future. The bill, this is about jobs. It's about good paying green jobs. It's about advancing our economy and our global preeminence in green technology. It's about health. It's about public health and clean air and clean water for our children. It's about defending our national security. The evidence is clear. The national security experts have spoken. This is a national security issue. And for many of us, it's a moral issue. If you believe, as I do, that this is God's creation, this planet, we have a moral responsibility to be good stewards of it. But even if you don't subscribe to that, you know we have a moral responsibility to future generations to pass on this planet in a responsible way. This bill is only step one. The Select Committee on the Climate Crisis and Committees of Jurisdiction, we have made this really, our caucus has made this a caucus-wide priority. The Select Committee taking the lead on this, but all of the committees of jurisdiction acting upon it, and whether it pertains to jobs or health or national security or our moral responsibility for the planet. But it is a Congress-wide initiative. So today we're going to hear from one of the champions of climate action as to what where we go from here. I couldn't be more proud of her leadership. She has really been so wise, but also so determined to make a difference. Madam Chair, Kathy Castor.
And that is the Kathy Castor from the Tampa Bay area who's in charge of the climate change group, the Democratic version of it, at least. And she's now going to be addressing the Climate Action Now Act that Nancy Pelosi put out to water down the Green New Now, whatever the heck that was. But anyway, it's time to take a look at the waters out there with our beach and boating forecast for all the folks that are down here. And here we go. Alrighty, for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay, which is quite a vast area of the western side of the Gulf Coast of Florida. Today, we'll have a small craft advisory in the morning. Now, it's going to be windy and then becoming breezy in the afternoon. We'll have northwest winds turning to the northeast at about 20 to 25 miles per hour. Then this afternoon, they will tamper down a little bit, and the winds will go down to about 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tonight they'll be down to about 8 to 10. We'll have another cool night in store for you spring breakers. And seas today start out at 2 to 4 feet with some occasional 3 to 5 footers out there. But this afternoon they'll go from choppy to a moderate chop back down to just fairly choppy. The water temperature, Gulf and Bay water temperature, 72 degrees right now. We had our high tide at 3:30 a.m. Our low tide coming at 7:34, and it'll be a nice sunny day today for everybody out there. Now, the Freedom Boat Club of Tampa Bay is a national company. They have 168 locations all across the United States of America, and we happen to have the largest franchise in the country right here in Tampa Bay with 300 boats and 19 different ports. And for you people that are listening out around the country that have a Freedom Boat Club over near you, and you remember, we have reciprocity with all the different groups out there, all 168 locations. And, of course, you can join seasonally at any of the ports where you can go year-round. That would be California, the Gulf of Mexico, related areas in the south, and a couple spots, North Carolina, I believe they've got, in South Carolina, I believe they've got some places where you can actually get into as well. But you can join seasonally for 1, 2, or 3 months, whatever, and take advantage of it that way. You just don't get the national reciprocity out of it. And they've, of course, got the economy plan, which is the one that I'm a member of, which is right now, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. They've got the standard plan, 7 days a week. And, of course, you get a discount to join right now of $1,000 off each one of those plans. But if you happen to be a first responder or military, active duty military, a veteran, or you happen to work in the medical profession, then guess what? You get another $500 or a total of $1,500 off. So give them a call at 855-FREEDOM. That's 855-FREEDOM. Again, their number, 855-FREEDOM. And to find out more, you can go to FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com. FreedomBoatClubTampaBay.com to find out more. And become a member and find out what it's like to be able to just call them up and say, hey, I want to get on the boat today. So there you go. But again, small craft advisor this morning, so you're not going very far. All right, coming back with the final segment, and if you've got any comments you want to make, phone lines will be open, and we'll tell you about some of the polls that are coming out right now that are showing anything but an illustrious hand-clapping session for the progressive left liberal socialists. They're starting to go down in a blaze of glory. All right, and I don't mean glory in a positive way. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. Broadcasting live from Tampa, Florida, this is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
This is the Captain's America, Third Watch.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361, or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Standing up for what's right. Helping out when things go wrong. Raising our voices alone or together. Seeking the truth and speaking our minds. Not just making records, but breaking them. Fighting for victory on the battlefield and on the playing field. Seeing the world through new eyes and the earth from miles above. Redefining beauty, brains, and what it really means to be queen. Making ourselves heard on stage and on screen. Showing the way in Silicon Valley. And showing up for others wherever help is needed most. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
And I want to say hello to Justin, who is in Warren, Michigan, who just sent us a message on the Facebook Messenger, and you can always do that, too, off the Facebook page for the Captain's America Third Watch. And he said, hey, Captain, welcome to Detroit. Well, thank you very much, Justin. Justin, we appreciate that. We look forward to informing the people of Detroit things that maybe you're not hearing on a regular basis. And keep on listening. It's only going to get better. I'll tell you that right now. Keep on listening. It's only going to get better. Now, you know, I don't know about you, but I don't watch The View. I've heard about it years ago. Let's see. When I remember watching The View, who the heck was on it? Was it Kathy Lee Gifford, I think, was on there? But anyway, and because I've lost track of all the people, because I'm not interested, okay? I'm not interested. And when, you know, some of the comments, you know, I play them, okay? But Joy Behar is one of the people, one of the reasons why I won't watch The View. She came out and made a statement, and she was so full of emotion. She was so terribly upset by Michael Avenatti and the charges of extortion. Listen to this nonsense.
On the back, the former lawyer for Stormy Daniels, Michael Avenatti, was arrested yesterday, charged in an alleged extortion scheme to shake down Nike for $20 million. Now, this is on the heels of some fraud and embezzlement charges that were filed against him in Los Angeles on Friday. Now, he says he's going to be fully exonerated when the truth comes out. You know, what was your first reaction?
My first reaction is rather sadness, to say the truth, because here was a guy that brought Stormy Daniels to us, which informed us that Trump had paid hush money to keep her quiet about what he did with her while he was married to Melania and she was having a baby. And so it was good. I liked it. It was like, oh, good. We have somebody here who's going to tell some of the truth about this criminal that we have running the country.
Right.
So I'm sad that this is all happening now because I know that Trump would use it against him to glorify himself and to make himself look better. So I don't like it. Yeah. I don't like it.
I think it's bad what he did.
Well, there you go. And, you know, I don't care. Do you care? But we had to play that just simply because there's another progressive left liberal socialist who was just so dumbfounded by all the things that are going on. Well, let me tell you something. I hold in my hands the latest Rasmussen Reports polling. Now, I love these polls because this is the most accurate polling agency in the country, and they have been for years, and they continue to be. Now, most voters tune into National Public Radio at some time during the course of the day for a short time. Usually it's to hear some news or weather or something, but they don't stick around for much more than an hour, according to the latest numbers that are there. But, and this is going to really take a crimp out of National Public Radio style. But most taxpayers do not believe that National Public Radio should be subsidized by the federal government. I don't either. They have an income entity. They should be able to do things just the way all the other stations do. They hire salespeople, they put them out there, and they go sell. That's what they do. And, of course, Democrats right now are increasingly worried about the U.S. Supreme Court tilting to the right. And they've been talking lately about changes in its overall makeup. Now, most voters like the term of term limiting the justices and not making them lifetime appointments. But they draw the line at adding more members to the court. They believe 9 is exactly the way it should be. They believe 9 is where it should be. And, of course, then you got Nancy Pelosi. She told reporters last week that she's always favored lowering the voting age to 16. Really? You buying that? She's always favored lowering the voting age to 16? No. And there is almost zero voter support for her idea. People just don't believe 16-year-olds have enough maturity to render an opinion. Now, Americans continue to agree with President Trump that free speech, essentially the conservative kind, is at risk on college campuses today, as we have been witnessing in many, many more cases. 37% of the voters in the country believe that the country is heading in the right direction. And the president's approval rating is at 45% in the Rasmussen Reports poll, but in other polls it's above 50%. In two other polls you've got a 50 and a 52, so it's anywhere in between. And I love it when you hear the CNNs and the MSNBCs coming out and saying, well, he's got a 35%, he's got a 37%, oh, he just hit 40% his all-time. No. Take any consideration who's over there. Now, Americans have also stepped up the pace of filling out their income taxes and aren't particularly worried about an IRS audit. Many people are getting more money back than what they thought they were going to get. And more Americans now than ever think that they're overtaxed, despite last year's tax cuts and tax reform, which gave a lot of people more money back in their pockets. Now, remember former Republican Vice President Dick Cheney? He was originally one of the architects of the war in Iraq, and he recently criticized President Trump's foreign policy as being more like Barack Obama than like Ronald Reagan. The voters aren't buying that. They're seeing something different. The voters are not buying that. And I can understand why. I'm sure you can, too, as to what's going on out there. But that's just the latest from our friends at the Rasmussen Reports with their poll. And by the way, check them out. check them out online. They're very accurate with what they have to say. Now, final segment today brought to you by, as it always is, Dominic's Blinds and Decor down here in Sarasota. Hey, Dominic, I'll be over at the Grove Cafe today in Bradenton. The Grove Cafe. Call me and I'll tell you where that is. But anyway, they are located, Dominic's Blinds and Decor of Sarasota. They are located at 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just over the railroad tracks, rather, on the south side of Clark Road. You'll see the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam, the red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A, and they are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts and repairs. And stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. Always happy to see you. When you see those red, white, and blue Dominic's trucks, wave at them. That might be Kevin. Could be Dominic. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds, 4540 Clark Road, Sarasota. Their phone number, 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because that'll save you even more money. And Christine, how you doing this morning down there in Sarasota? Nice to hear from you. And LJ, good morning to you. Hope everything's fine on your end today. Now, tomorrow, Friday, all Vietnam veterans are invited to come to the Bruce B. Downs location across the street from the USF campus of Mission Barbecue from 12 noon to 1:30 p.m. for the Vietnam Veterans National Appreciation Day. I will be there. I'll be wearing my red because it's Wear Red Friday in support of the military, and I'll be wearing my Vietnam Veterans cap. We're going to have a couple of tables put together. There'll be some Vietnam veterans sitting with us. There'll be some other military personnel sitting with us, active and from the Vietnam era, and we'll have some active people there. Going to have a color guard there from USF, and it's going to be a great time. So we invite you to come, and by the way, all Vietnam veterans, you get a free lunch at Mission Barbecue tomorrow. All Vietnam veterans, National Vietnam Veteran Appreciation Day. Very happy to be asked to be a part of that. And my buddy Chris will be leading up the charge from the Mission Barbecue up there at Bruce B. Downs. And she told me that they've got some surprises. So we'll see. You get in trouble when you try to figure out what a surprise is. Never ask. Just see what it is when you get it, right? But I will be there tomorrow for lunch, Mission Barbecue, Bruce B. Downs, just across the street from the USF campus and just down the road from the James A. Haley VA Medical Center. So see you there. Meantime, I got to run, and it's been a pleasure again to be able to talk to all you great people all across the country. And again, welcome Detroit. We got a whole bunch of people to say hello to on the weekend show, too. So I'll see you all tonight. God bless America. Have a great day, everybody, and drive safe.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design, right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.